This is a Hutch Post podcast news update.
The office of the Reno County District Attorney held an annual community candle lighting ceremony for National Crime Victims Rights Week at the South Hutchinson Community Center on Thursday night. Emmy Bays wrote on Hutch Post that District Attorney Tom Stanton said, "My office is dedicated to making sure that justice is being done and that we work with you and we talk to you and we communicate with you so you know what's going on in every case that we have. We don't make a move with negotiations or anything else without talking to you first, and we have discussions with you throughout trial." Guest speaker Melanie Watson shared her story of domestic violence. A candle lighting ceremony took place after victim witness coordinator Sarah McReynolds, who planned the event, said the event was very impactful. The theme of National Crime Victims Week for 2024 is "How Would You Help?" Options, services, and hope for crime survivors. Students protesting the Israel-Hamas war are digging in at Columbia University for a 10th day, part of a number of demonstrations roiling campuses from California to Connecticut. Hundreds have been arrested across the nation, sometimes amid scuffles with police. In New York, Columbia is negotiating with student protesters who have rebuffed police and doubled down. Other schools have been quick to call law enforcement to douse demonstrations before they can take hold. Columbia officials have said they will seek other options if the negotiations with protesters fail. And authorities are investigating after a bomb threat at Wichita State University overnight. Around 10 Thursday night, a call was made to Wichita State University police indicating the presence of a bomb on the campus at Wallace Hall. The all clear was given to the campus at 2 this morning. Nitrate levels have continued to be above allowable limits in Yoder Rural Water District 101. On April 8, 2024, a three-year routine state sample was collected, which included nitrates. The level tested at 12 milligrams per liter. That still exceeds the Kansas and federal maximum contaminant level of 10 milligrams per liter for public water supply systems. This problem's been going on for not quite 4 years. The first test that was above the maximum was all the way back on August 12th, 2020, and Reno County received a precautionary public notice for acute nitrate violation from KDHE at that time. They definitely don't want infants under 6 months, nursing mothers, pregnant women, or other at-risk customers, as identified by a healthcare provider, drinking that water. And in a nitrate situation, you also don't want to boil the water because that actually will make the problem worse and concentrate the nitrates. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and senior Chinese officials in Beijing. He warned of the dangers of misunderstandings and miscalculations as the United States and China butted heads over a number of contentious bilateral, regional, and global issues. Talks between the two sides have increased in recent months, even as differences have grown. Blinken said on Friday he raised concerns with Xi about China's support for Russia and its invasion of Ukraine, as well as other issues, including Taiwan and the South China Sea, human rights, and the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. In other words, the ingredients that can be used to make fentanyl. When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at HutchPost.com.